cannot trust her. She's a bad bitch, but she is not my lover. I thought she was a star, but she's a demon undercover. She love the way you feel, but I can't hit without no rubber. She love it when I touch her. No, I cannot trust her. She's a bad bitch, but she is not my lover. I thought she was a star, but she's a demon undercover. She love the way you feel, but I can't hit without no rubber. She love it when I touch her. She love it when I fuck her. I hit it from the back, but I can't hit under the cover. She really is a gusher. Shorty, she be leaking. She love it when I put the tip in. Look, shorty, she be screaming. High up the Zion pack, I'm in the room geeking. 3 gram wood to the dome, yeah, I'm beasting. Too bad that when it's done, I tell her shorty that I'm leaving. Yeah, she thought that I was staying. She really must be dreaming. Her shorty might be scheming. She's saying that she like me, cause she don't know the
4 in the morning and I'm in my zone. Rather than spliffing to get to the dome. Watching American Saga inspired me. Can't get a job, I don't know who will hire me. Tryna get out my hood, wanna live like a star. Go get a nice crib and have all the fast cars. Can't wait to tour and live life with the gang. Can't wait to the day when they all know my name. Just tryna make my life better. Fuck all that extra shit, just want to chat. When I start talking slick, shorty start getting wetter. If she ain't sucking dick, I can't give her my sweater. Sorry baby, I don't mean to sound rude. That's just how it go, I didn't make the rules. If you going through it, then you can't lose your cool. Shout out to the kids who still thriving in school. Bad little bitch on the gram with her ass out. When she let me fuck, I be blowing her back out. Smoking is dope till I think I'ma pass out. Drink a lot of Henny, but I never black out. Once I get lit, I'ma pull up to Texas. Find a lit bitch to fuck me in a Lexus. I'm on some new shit, don't care for my ex bitch. Shout out A Boogie, shit taught me some lessons. Gotta stay on my.
She not the one, now she looking at me like I'm dumb. Used to be in love with the perkies and Zin. She gets to my crib and she take off her pants. I love fucking bitches who don't understand. Bitch, we cannot fuck if your pussy ain't thin. And if it look right, I might eat it like Ken. I scared of the Reaper like Billy and Mandy. Me and Emmy, we like SpongeBob and Sandy. I'm on a mission like my name is Bambi. Her mama don't want be a granny. Shorty stay popping pimbies like they Zanny. I just want feed all my friends and my family. How can I let stress get the best of me? Just got to my crib, now she wanna have sex with me. Hit her DM and that bitch are deflection. Shorty don't like me, but she blow her.
Hello.
Welcome.
Oh my god, today is a special episode.
We've been talking about this episode for
a
minute.
Yeah, so we teased it a little bit in the last episode.
Yeah.
We were really excited about it.
But we finally got our special guest in here. We got Elite Dream.
I'm a special guest, man.
No, literally, you really are a special guest.
Like, man. And this has been in the making. Like, yeah, you were the first person we were talking about when we wanted to have guests.
But before we had the podcast, like, on our fanboy shit, we was like, no. If anything, we have to.
It's crazy because before you even asked me, I saw it and I told my man, like, I'm a fucker, I'm go up there.
Nah, but we literally had it in the maze. Like, we was plotting.
Yeah,
but,
no, we really, really.
Nah, like, yeah, guys, we got Elite Dreams up here.
Yeah, how does it feel?
It's lit, man. This is my first, like, interview, to be honest.
Are you nervous? Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. Not really nervous. I think I'd be more nervous if it was, like, on camera type shit.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy? We was going to film this one, too. But we was like, you know.
Yeah,
but
wait until we get the good camera.
Yeah, we should have low-key filmed it. I think put that shit on.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, I know he going to come fit it up, but, you know, Black Boys in Motion on a budget.
Yeah. But we're definitely going to have you back, so don't worry about it. You're going to be
so,
back.
This episode is called Musical Geniuses. So every time we got a musical genius up here, we're going, you know. So this is part one. You're on the very first musical genius.
Yeah, first musical genius.
And, you know, we would love to have you back for Musical Genius Part 80. So, you know.
Definitely.
Always welcome to Black Boys in Motion. But just tell the pod about yourself. We don't really know that much about Elite Dream. So if you want your name. Or like,
yeah,
you know,
I'm a big sign person. What's your sign?
Oh, that's
Scorpio.
Okay. Your birthday's coming up.
Yeah, my birthday is in like 27 days.
Yeah, make sure y'all go tell
Elite
Dream's happy birthday.
Yeah, please tell him happy birthday.
But yeah, just let us know a little bit about yourself.
Shit, man. I'm 23. I go to Keene. Feel me? I had to go to college and shit. I didn't really want to go, but my grandma wanted me to go, so fuck it, I went.
Yeah, right.
But I'm about to graduate, so.
Oh, you're graduating?
That's what's up.
Congrats. Shit, a lot of people don't make it this far.
Nah, no cap. A lot of people that started going to school with me. Mm-hmm. They ended up dropping out and shit.
Type shit.
Literally. I'm hoping I graduate.
Yeah.
Like, school is too much.
You and I are in the same room right now with the school stuff. But I fuck with, like, people who got two things going on. So, like, you go to school and you make music. Mm-hmm. So, you're not letting school take up all your time, but you still grinding at both, and that's what's up.
I'm not going to lie. Before COVID, that shit was mad hard to, like, juggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No cap. I used to be going to the studio super late, like, super, super late, and then I would have class to wake up at, like, 8 to go get ready for school the next day, because I was commuting and shit, so...
Oh, yeah.
Just gotta try to get there before traffic, then to find parking, a whole bunch of bullshit.
Have you ever lived on campus?
Yeah, I lived on campus my first 2 years.
That did you like
was
it?
A movie.
It was a movie?
Yeah, campus is really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only got to be on campus for 1.5 semester, and it was so fun. I was so sad when they stripped it away from me. Like, right. So sad.
But speaking of Kane, I was going to lead into not how I met you, but how I knew of you. So my, not my sister, but my friend Val, she goes to Kane. And I don't know if she wants me to bleep this name out, but you know Josh, right?
Yeah.
So she, not used to talk to Josh, but she like, you know, they was like friends. Like, I think they had a class together or some shit.
I'm going to text Val.
So, yeah, I got to text Val. So she, Josh had like made a song and was telling Val about it. And then I'm like, oh, like, I want to hear it because, like, I fuck with music. So I'm like, oh, let me hear the song. And then she plays a song, and then you're on it. So I'm like, oh, like, who's Elite Dreams? Like, who is this nigga? So I go to your page, and then you had just, you had dropped a snippet for Never Sober. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? This shit hard as hell. So I was like.
It's crazy, bro. I know exactly what song you're talking about.
But I remember the video. Like, I remember it was actually a girl. She was pulling up her pants, and I was like, that was the thumbnail. And I was like, damn, this motherfucker hard as hell. I was like, this shit needs to drop.
It's crazy, bro, because the song that Josh was on, feel me, that we, my boy Richard Millie ended up getting on that song, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were going to finish it, but Josh didn't want to come to the studio, so then me and Rich just finished it.
Damn.
And we finished it on a different beat, and then we ended up making the mixtape after that.
Oh, where? The collab tape?
Ended up being the All Star freestyle.
Damn. Oh, he was supposed to be on All Star?
Damn, he missed his opportunity. Wait. Shit.
Nah. Because, speaking of the collab tape, that shit was hard as fuck. How you know Richard Millie?
He went to King, too.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay.
It's like, he, feel me? A lot of my friends were there was from Patterson. So, Richard's from Patterson, too. So, when he moved to campus and shit. He was younger than us type shit. He pulled up a year after us. So you feel me? He just started chilling with all the niggas from Patterson.
Yeah.
And those are my friends too, so then we just met.
Damn, that's what's up. And then like, y'all just fuck with making music and shit, and
I'm not gonna lie, I think me and Rich are the only ones that make music for real.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was about to say, I see he, you and him really be posting your music and shit. A lot of people be scared. But don't be scared to post your music, you guys.
Yeah,
like,
don't be scared.
Put it out.
I mean, it's hard, though. Yeah. You know.
It's crazy, bro. I don't know if you're going to hear this, my boy, but I know somebody, he needs to drop music. Feel me? As long as I've been saying, like, yeah, bro, I'm going to start making music, he's been saying that shit, too. And this nigga has still yet to drop
his first song.
It, you know, you'd be nervous,
been, like,
you know?
3 years, my boy. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like,
look, y'all know who he talking about. Y'all better hop in the store. Y'all probably already got a song made. So.
Right, yeah, just...
That need to be on SoundCloud
right now. Yeah, I'm about to say, SoundCloud's a thing.
I'll
like,
post something, because that shit is crazy.
Even if only one person listens to it, like, that's a fan.
Don't let me get my hands on it. It'll be right on my,
right,
my SoundCloud.
Right, no, he'll be playing in the car.
And even if it's ass, you'll be surprised. People will still like that
that's
shit.
That's what I'm The recipe with a lot of shit going on is just, like... building a certain fan base and niggas really fuck with your shit. So as long as you got that, bro, you're good.
It's about authenticity. You just gotta
But I mean, that's where you get the niggas that fuck with you come from.
I feel like that's why I'm straight, even though I haven't dropped music in a little bit. Because it's still mad people telling me that they fuck with the music I was putting on SoundCloud. And I don't even like that shit for real, you feel me?
Damn.
Like, the first couple songs I was putting on SoundCloud, bro, realistically, I shouldn't even drop them shits, but it was like... I paid to make these shits.
Right.
So
might
as well.
Oh, so you were always going to the studio? You never had a home setup?
Nah. The first time I ever tried to record, I went to my man's house. But, feel me, he didn't have no software, bro. I tried to record that shit on not even GarageBand, bro. It was like a video editing software.
Niggas on Final Cut. Trying to lay some heat down.
Okay. Then... I ended up locking in with my boy, bro. But it's crazy because I fucked up. Hopefully, I can still lock in with him for, you feel me, a good price. Because I'm not going to lie, he's going up. But now I just got to tell you what he's doing right now, bro. He's a lit-ass video nigga, but you feel me? I've been slacking, bro. I never shot my first video.
I was just about to have
I should have shot that shit with him, bro. Yeah. No cap, I should have shot that shit with him. I can still try to, but I don't know, bro. He's low-key lit as fuck now, bro. He's fucking about to sign a deal and shit. That nigga shot a video with fucking 42 Doug. Shout out Rory Digital, man.
Yeah, shout out Rory Digital. You're going crazy.
No cap, he's going crazy.
Nah. If you had to shoot a music video, though, what song would it be for?
I don't even know, bro. Maybe Greedy. I like that song.
Okay.
What video do you want?
What video do I want?
Yeah, give him some suggestions.
Either 4 a.m.
Oh.
Or Undercover. I feel like both of those music videos be hard as fuck. Like, they'll both go crazy.
Yeah, I definitely want to see 4 a.m.
4 a.m.
Yeah, just from the cover art, I really want to see.
Yeah, 4 right?
Yeah.
You be coming up with your own cover art, or...
Yeah, I kind of, you feel me, figure out the idea, then tell it to Emmy, and then she executes.
Oh, okay. Because I like the Emmy, style. Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always fuck with the style. It's like, I don't know, very cozy. It's like, you know what? It's like, you know, it's literally a piece of art type shit.
You want to start with your question?
Yeah. Let's see. Well, my first question... Grab a guy, I'm going crazy.
Let me hear one.
Oh, cap.
Where'd the name Elite Dreams come from? I always wanted to know.
Right, because that's really kind of a lit ass name.
Yeah, but I was like, how the fuck you just.
So back in the day, it was like when I was a freshman or a sophomore, something like that, mm-hmm. high school. What year y'all graduated high school?
2019.
Sheesh, y'all are type young. Y'all were probably in middle school at this time, but everybody on Instagram had their name as something dreams, you feel me? Mm.
Yeah, when I hopped on Instagram, everybody was like, it was the world. So it was like, yeah, or
I love KB, you remember that.
KBNG.
Oh, that shit. Oh yeah, KBNG.
I used to wear the Nike Elite book bags OD. I used to fuck with them shit, so... Mm. I was just like, fuck it, I'm about to be Elite Dreams.
Shit, that's hard. That's how the best names come up. It's not even trying type shit.
And then I had that shit just for mad long, but it was like, damn, I don't want to change this, so I'm going to keep it. And then I started making music, and I was like, damn, bro, I low-key need a new rap name, but it's like the only other thing that I could go by is Boogie.
I mean,
well, you feel me? It's like got, A Boogie, yeah. Right? So you feel me? I can't even do that. So I was like, damn, I just gotta.
We do got A Boogie. Dreams.
That's literally me on my Instagram name. I just won't change it because it's been there for too long.
Yeah. You
know? It don't make sense, but it's been there for too long.
That's crazy, though. So you would choose Boogie over Elite Dreams?
If there was no. To be honest, it's kind of two Boogies, bro, because it's another lit artist. His name is Boogie. I don't even know who he signed to, bro, but he's mad lit. He got, you feel me?
Nah, I fuck with Elite Dreams, though. It's like, you know.
Nah, it's different. I fuck with it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people got stupid-ass names now, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't seriously.
Nah, for real.
My question is it hard to stay motivated when you have a lot of people telling you that rappers don't usually make it far?
I mean, it's hard because, like, I haven't necessarily heard that from nobody, but, like, you feel me? That'd be in the back of my head type shit. But that's why I tried to do other shit, you feel me? That's why I be trying to stream and shit and be on that. So if the music don't work out, you feel me?
But it's good that you think about that.
Right, because a lot of people don't. Like, they just go right into making music. And they assume they're going to blow up.
They be like, and of course, like, you should have that mindset. But if you know it's not for you,
right,
then you shouldn't be stressing your OD, you feel me?
Right. Just skip the studio time.
Yeah.
If you don't need it.
But nah, but definitely keep up with both, because you'll be going crazy.
Let me see what song it is right now. I got you. And I could tell you when I realize, like, all right, but...
Oh, that shit was going to keep making music?
Yeah.
This is exclusive.
Yeah, but, you know, what's your favorite song, like, of yours that you made?
Either Shameless or Hurt Me.
Herbie?
Yeah, one of those two. Or some song I recorded, bro. It's unreleased still. I can play it for y'all when you feel me. We can get all
I'm about to say, sorry, Black Boys. I'm about to say, sorry, podcast. Y'all gotta wait.
Yeah.
We getting exclusive.
But damn, I think the song that I recorded that I was like, yeah, I gotta really
gotta turn up.
I'll ask my second question.
Oh, it was probably Shorty, maybe.
Shorty.
Yeah.
If you weren't a rapper, what would you want to do?
Well, realistically, I don't. It's not like I want to do anything. You feel me? I just want to be stable, type shit, and enjoy my be able to enjoy myself. You feel me? Yeah. But I don't know, bro. It's a lot of things I could see myself doing, but I just rather not, you know? But, like, if it comes down to that, then I guess it is what it is, but I just rather it not get to that point, you know?
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm about to say, my dream job is to not have a job, so.
Yeah, I'm about to say, we all on that mindset. Getting out the rat race.
I just want to be stable and just do what I want.
Yeah.
Whether or not people know my name and my face, as long as I got the badge, I'm cool.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Because I don't even care about the fame, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
Fame is fun as fuck. Like,
right. Fame is fun and all, but I want the money. Fuck that. I just need the money. I don't care if nobody knows my name. I don't care if I never become famous, but I do want money.
Nah. But off of that question, what made you start rapping?
Hold on. What's the next question? Because I got to roll up again. For
okay.
That. That's a whole, you feel me?
Oh, that's my question.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite female and male artist right now? So it don't got to be a rapper, but.
Sheesh, bro. I'm not going to lie. I think my favorite female artist, she's not even lit, bro. She's low-key a child, but Baby Cartel. Mm. Yeah, I, honestly, bro, I feel like she only got one song that I really fuck with, but
It's been out in your head for a minute, right?
Hell yeah.
It be like that.
Shout out Baby Cartel, man.
Baby Cartel, period.
My favorite male artist. Right now.
See that Twin Uzis? Antag coming soon.
No cap. I don't know, bro. I might have to say the Kid Leroy.
Okay. Oh. You know what's crazy? My friend Vic, she fucks with him heavy, but I just can't get into his music. Like, I don't know. I don't even like that song that he did with Juice WRLD and Polo G. Like, I like his verse on it, but I don't know.
It was that song he did with Stunna Gambino. Mm-hmm. I really like that song because I saw the snippet when it was in the hood and everybody was singing that shit. And
it just like, gets you lit, bro.
This shit is hard. So you feel me? Then when I was in Miami, I was in the rental car. You feel me? I'm lit. I'm dolo. I'm mad high. On like it's the first day of Rolling Loud, and I see like, oh, this shit is out now. So let me listen to it. So I listen to it, and I see he got his little album or whatever.
Mm.
So I started playing that shit, and I'm like, damn, bro, this shit is fire.
Word.
And then he got three parts. Like his album is weird, bro. Instead of it just being like one album, it's like three parts to one album.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. Tisa Korean just did some shit like that. He dropped Pre-Silly, and he dropped Mr. Silly Flow. So Pre-Silly dropped on Tuesday, and then Mr. Silly Flow dropped today. Like, this morning. Well, not but this morning, but, you know.
Feel me? But still, that's a week apart. That's not that bad.
Yeah.
His shit was, like, months apart. And then, you feel me? The last part, like, concluded the album.
Oh, that's kind of hard, though.
I'm about to say, yeah. That,
imagine.
That's a good way
it's
to
like waiting. It's like waiting for a TV show.
Yeah. It is fire, though. I like that shit a lot. And it's like, at first, I was only listening to part three.
Mm-hmm.
And then, one day, like, I never changed it. And part two played, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you ever had that happen?
Yeah, the hidden gems.
You listen to like one song off an album, but you go to the album just to listen to it, and then it start playing other shit. You like, hold on,
I'm gonna hear this shit.
That's what it was, bro. Now I'm a fan of the Kid Leroy.
You know what's crazy?
The next day, I ended up getting to see him at Rolling Loud.
Word,
damn.
That was because I listened to was it on the collab tape or Happy Birthday Boogie? What song is Trisha on?
The one with Rich.
Yeah, so I was listening to that album again. And then that song came on. And it, like, kind of caught up with the times. Because before, like, we've always had New York Drill. But it wasn't, like, you know, niggas wasn't bumping it like that. But you had, like, a song like that. Let me remember your treasure. And then I was like, hold on. This shit hard. I be bumping that shit.
It's crazy because I was, like, right when, like, feel me? Right when drill music started.
Going crazy.
But I'm not even gonna lie, bro. We had that a lot longer than we should have because COVID happened. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, we did the last... we did Never Fold, and then we did, like, two more songs after that. And Never Fold, we did that sometime in, like, January. And then COVID happened in March. So, like, we filmy originally wanted to drop it for 420.
Mm-hmm.
COVID was on 420, so, like, we're still going to drop it anyway, but it's, like...
Mm.
Feel me? We couldn't do much.
I feel you. Have you ever performed live?
Nah.
Did you want to?
Yeah.
I would definitely hire you for any event.
Yeah, I would say, pop out to Rugby and Friends.
Imagine.
I think I told you about it.
I'm like, you do wedding?
I do a wedding.
Do baby showers?
Yeah, no, Rugby, this is a spoiler for Rugby content, but Rugby and Friends is going to be like a whole bunch of, not local artists, but like a whole bunch of artists.
Really, I'll get rich to come to that shit.
Bro, please.
Please,
like,
yes.
Y'all definitely got to do a song. Some songs off the collab tape. But when I have some artists pull up, it's going to be like a little fashion show. And after, it's going to be like a rolling loud. There's going to be a whole bunch of different performances, a little concert at this venue. And I'm really trying to get that in motion in August. But if you pop out,
it'll be a movie.
I don't give a fuck about nobody else. I'm gonna be going crazy.
I'm gonna be walking in the show and then stop and then start singing the song.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I get mad people to pull up too,
but please.
People be pressing me like, oh, and I'm just like, ah.
Bro, because like your music, it's not like you have chill music, but it's like it's an underrated as fuck artist. Like you really on that part of SoundCloud where it's like the underground rap. Like niggas really gotta know SoundCloud or you to be fucking with your shit, cause it's like you really got some bangers.
Yeah, bro. No, you can definitely tell you don't really try hard to be a rapper. Like you really just are just making music.
Yeah, you just go in the stew and like it just flow.
It's crazy because I try harder not to say bullshit than I do. You feel me? Mm-hmm. To just try to make.
That's the hardest part though.
Whether or not it's ass, I just try not to be saying no bullshit. That's why, I guess that's why people fuck with the old shit I used to make. Because
even though
that shit sounds ass, you feel me? I wasn't saying no bullshit. It just sounds ass, you know?
Yeah.
But that's because, like, I was still getting used to the studio and shit. And I had only been there a couple of times, like, to the real studio. Because, like, the first couple songs I recorded, the first four, on the first shit I dropped, why not? I recorded those in my man's, bro, that went to college, that he does videos now, because he used to be a rapper, too.
Oh, okay.
So, I recorded that in his basement in his little home studio. And then after that, I linked up with Sugar Dez, and she took me to the real studio.
Mm-hmm.
What was your first studio session like?
Were you scared? Not scared, but
like you know, you love being in front of all these people, you know.
Like rap in front of like niggas you don't even know, type shit.
Kinda, not really.
Mm.
Yeah, not really, but it was cool.
My first time in the stew, I can't even record my part.
I was there and it was just like wow.
I was with my friend Vic because she's dropping some shit. Acid Tape's coming soon. Shout out East Vic.
Shout out Acid Tape.
She's dropping this album and she wants me on it. So I was doing my verse, but at the time like I was like my voice was not it. Like my shit kept cracking. Like, I sounded crazy. So I was like I can't record my part right now, but I'm ready now. I've been practicing.
And I was just there for support. And yeah. I was still amazed.
I'm gonna show you what song that we worked on after. Let me know if you fucked with it.
Got you.
Who would be your dream collab?
R.I.P. Juice WRLD, man. Would have loved that feature.
Damn.
No cap.
Bro.
Or Alive, I would take a Lil Yachty feature.
Yeah, I fuck with that heavy. I feel like y'all would go crazy on the track. But Juice WRLD's death was crazy, bro. Like,
and it came out of nowhere. I felt like it was just
wasn't
like,
it on Thanksgiving or like
it was in December. It's crazy, bro. I thought that shit was fake. I woke up and I had a text message from a nigga that don't even text me. And I was like, bro, what the fuck? Like, what is this nigga texting me? Like, I'm like, bro, ain't no way. So I go on Twitter and I'm like, damn.
Wait, what year did Juice WRLD die? Was it 2019?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was the same time where it was Juice WRLD, then it was Kobe Bryant, then Pop Smoke. And I was just like, there's no fucking way.
Nah, but I you know what's crazy? I just had started getting into Juice WRLD, like, because Romero fucked with Juice WRLD heavy. So the first song I ever heard by Juice WRLD was Lucid Dreams. That was a song that went, like, blew up. But Romero put me onto his, like, Unreleased shit and Death Race for Love.
Bro, we gotta get Romero.
We do gotta get Romero. Like, what's your favorite Juice WRLD song? Released or unreleased? Or both, fuck it.
That's hard. Hold on, let me think.
Where, like, at least, like, something that you bump religiously.
I'm not gonna lie, I haven't listened to any of the release stuff in a minute, but my favorite song might be Rider.
Rider?
No cap.
I don't think I've heard that one.
Damn, but I used to sing that shit when I had work, bro. No cap. The last job I had, bro, I used to, bro, because they used to be weird as hell when you was on your phones, bro. Like, even if that shit was dead, they used to come like, nah, bro, you can't use your phone. And that shit used to blow my shit, because it's like, bro, this is an amusement park.
Exactly.
If the park is empty, why can't I use my phone? So they used to be weird as hell, bro, so I just used to be singing.
Just singing a song?
No cap.
Sometimes you got to.
And I'm not going to lie, all the unreleased.
Yeah, but every unreleased Juice WRLD song goes hard as fuck.
I got you. I can tell you how I started making music now. Alright, so boom. Feel me? It's mad stories in one. So first, it's some like local shit, concert shit. It's called Concert Crave. Niggas posted some shit like, oh, Juice WRLD show, woo woo woo. So I'm like, oh, who the fuck is this? Like, I never heard of this nigga before. But it's like, summer about to start. Let me see what's up. Like, I might just pull up.
Just on some shit. Like, some fun shit, yeah.
So, boom. The Lucid Dreams video, Lyrical Lemonade shit just dropped.
Damn, imagine seeing a Juice WRLD concert after this nigga dropped Lucid Dreams. Like, he on the rise. Like, he not, you know.
Oh, no cap, bro. Because nigga wasn't even really famous yet. So, boom. I'm like, damn, this shit is hard, bro. I definitely got to go. But I was bullshitting copping the tickets. Like, I just filmed
him all the time.
Sorry, Tisa.
Right,
Tisa. He wasn't that big, so I'm like, oh, like, I could still, you feel me?
Yeah, catch another show.
I could wait till the day I even get tickets, because they say we got them at the door. So then, feel me, time start going by. Goodbye and Good Riddance drops. He starts going up. Now, Juice WRLD is big as hell within, like, 3 weeks.
Damn.
I'm like, damn, bro, I gotta get these tickets. They're coming like sold out. So at this point, I had to like hit up promoters and, you feel me, get somebody to find tickets.
Yeah.
Well, like, who had the tickets, like, physical. Got them shits. Boom.
Damn, connections.
No cap. The person came from mad far. I think I paid like.
Do what you gotta do, bro.
Right.
I think I paid like 40 a piece, bro.
Damn, for some Juice WRLD tickets? That's that shit. It really make you remember, cause like
no cap, bro.
That's some shit that really gets you like, damn, I really saw Juice WRLD when he was like, you know, on a come up for 40. That's how I feel, bro. This Tisa Korean concert is like $30.
Who's that close?
That's damn. What I'm saying for 40, bro. For me,
and 40. That was his first headlining show.
Damn, that's some shit.
For the 40, shit wasn't bad. But you feel me? Anyways, I took this girl. And she ended up doing some bullshit. So I'm like, damn. Now, I'm going to remix this Juice WRLD song. Because I put her on Juice WRLD, no cap.
Damn.
Because that nigga was hard, bro. No cap.
Nah, for real.
And then after that.
Give my girl a diss track.
No cap, pretty much. And then I was
wait,
like,
wait, what song is this called?
The Juice WRLD shit. All Girls Are So
Beautiful. Oh, okay.
Yep. And I recorded that. Well, I wrote that shit. And I was like, damn, I got to record this.
Damn.
So I tried to record it at my man's crib on the video shit.
On the video,
and
yeah.
And that didn't work. Damn. So I was trying to find a studio, but like, people was moving funny. Like, I was posting it on Instagram. You know how that goes.
Wait, did you, I have a question. Did you rap prior?
Nah.
Oh, yeah. You were just thanks was to her. Bag. You
yeah,
were just
thank,
like,
thanks to her.
Nah, fuck really, all that shit.
She's the reason.
I'm like, I'm dropping this shit.
I'm about to say her
that's
hours.
Her. That's what's up. All right.
So that bull. After that. My man, he ended up replying to one of my stories, like, yo, pull up to my crib, we could record that shit in the basement. No, that's not even what happened, bro. Then I ended up writing a couple more songs. I was like, yeah, I might as well drop some shit on my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Feel me? So I wrote a couple songs, feel me? Recorded that shit in my boy's basement. And I dropped it on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, bro. I recorded that shit like 4 days, 5 days.
Happy birthday, Boogie?
Nah, why not on SoundCloud?
Oh, I was about to say.
So yeah, I recorded that shit like 5 days before I dropped it. And then I dropped that shit.
It really be like the underground places. Like they like, yeah, just come to my house, let's record. Cause I live with the producer.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. I'm fake about to have a home studio. Me and Rich about to cook some shit up tomorrow.
He
about
nah, to bro. My crib. I'm telling you, I be using this mic right here or some other shit I got on my house.
I be using headphones. I can use my Twitch mic and shit.
Yeah, bro. I'm telling you, you could really spit some shit like just as a rough draft to take to the studio so you know.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
That should be working, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. I might even film me live stream that shit on Twitch.
Bruh, you should. Recording session.
But, yeah, that... I dropped that shit. A couple people was fucking with it. And that's when I had linked up with Sugar Dez. She took me to the real studio. And I made a couple more songs. And then I was just like, yeah, bro. I should keep going.
Damn.
I fuck with her heavy.
Damn, that girl really probably mad as hell. She started your career.
Nah, no cap though.
Nah, we literally started it. She wants her check.
Fuck her. Fuck her in that check.
Man. So, what'd you say?
You have another question?
Yeah. So, you got, the inspiration came from Juice WRLD, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn, all it took was that one show, and he was like, fuck it. He's gonna start rapping.
Yep, pretty much.
Have you been working on music lately? Like, any projects or singles coming soon?
Yeah, bro, soon, something like that. Okay. It's just been a lot been going on, but you feel me? I've been trying to write and shit. I went to the studio recently. I did a little Detroit type track, you feel me?
Okay. You punch in or you write all your songs? And then like
record? I write it, bro, because I be forgetting shit.
Yeah.
So, and it's like, if I think, like, when I lock in, bro, I lock in, you feel me? So it's like, if I think of some hard shit, I just start listening to beats and some shit. Feel me? I like the beat, and I'm like, yeah, I could use this. If I lock in and I write, like, you feel me? Once I write the hook, pretty much, I could write the whole song after that. Like,
damn, really?
Yeah, the hook is, like, the hardest part type shit. If I feel like I write a good hook, I could write the whole song, the rest of that, in, like, 5 minutes.
I feel like I can never come up with a hook, like, at all, like. All of my songs are just a fat ass freestyle. Like, I can't think of no hooks. How do you come up with yours?
I just try to say some hard shit, but I try to be catchy, but I try to say some real shit at the same time.
Okay. Respectable.
So, where does the inspiration come from? Like, you can just see a rock and be like, damn, I can make a fire ass song about a rock.
Nah, bro, I just think of one line, two lines, three lines, and if that shit is hard enough, I write that shit down in my notes, and then when I'm listening to beats, I'll think of that line or whatever. And then, feel me, sometimes shit comes about, sometimes it doesn't, but if some shit does come about, it's gonna be fire. Like, Greedy.
We've seen it.
Greedy, I just like that one line in Big Drip. He was like, damn, when he said something, easy. I get the money, I'm greedy. Bitch told me that she need me. Sorry, I don't like the way you treat me.
Yeah.
I like that shit, and I was like, damn. And then I was just listening to beats one day, and then I heard the beat, and I was like, damn. And I sent that shit to Rich, and I was like, yo, let's get on this.
You be looking up tight beats, or you go to the studio and the producer be like, oh, I got some shit.
Nah, I be fucking with the tight beats, but that's because I don't really... Feel me, bro, it's hard to lock in with certain niggas.
It's like, hard to make beats, too. You ever try making a beat?
Nah, but I'm already knowing that shit is hard.
That shit is
too hard. It's too hard. And my roommate, he's a producer. Well, my roommate, when I went to Morgan, he would spend, like, the whole day trying to get a beat right. Like, it took mad
Nah, that long. Shit is crazy.
Just for niggas to say they don't like it.
Like, I think that's harder than making music.
Bruh, to be honest.
Well, than rapping type shit. Yeah. That still is making music.
Because that shit could be wasted. Like, so many times, like, niggas be like, can you change it? If you spent, like, 8 hours trying to.
And you know what's
it.
Crazy? Producers barely get no respect. Like, producers get respect, but it's not on the same level as, like, rappers. Like, they don't be getting the deals like rappers. And it's not because, you know, they showing themselves, like, selling their soul type shit.
Nah, no cap. That shit is crazy. But, like, there's a couple producers who try to reach out to me type shit.
So, are they be sending you beats?
Yeah.
That's what's
I'm not gonna lie that the kid who made the intro beat on the tape with Rich, I fuck with him. He's hard. Sending me beats and shit. He's
nah, cool, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's cool.
It'd be the young Davey, man.
Yeah, but it'd be the youngest making the hardest beats, bro. Like with Baby Santana and shit. Majin's. You know he's from Jersey?
Who?
Majin's.
Nah, I thought... Damn, I fucked up. I thought Baby Santana was from Jersey.
Nah, Baby Santana from Jersey. It's Majin's. He's from Jersey. I was like, that's crazy.
It's crazy, bro, because it's low-key some lit-ass producer from my town, but... Feel me? He's already lit as hell by the time I started. You feel me?
So rapping. He was
already locked in with a boogie and shit.
Yes.
No cap, bro. My son got platinum beats, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. He got fucking... beats on Pop Smoke shit, you feel me?
Damn.
Shout out.
He made just like
damn,
me.
What was,
right, you just
damn,
like
what
me.
What's his other fucking shit, bro? Fuck, I'm trying to think of it. Gotta shout
get that
out.
Shout out, yeah.
D-Lo on the beat. Shout out D-Lo,
yeah,
on the
D-Lo
beat.
D-Lo on the beat. Thank you.
No cap.
Yeah, y'all producers need y'all respect, bro. Y'all not
seriously,
getting enough
shout
respect.
Out Andrew. I love you. Yeah. Andrew was great.
No cap, bro. D-Lo hard.
Nah, y'all all be on.
It's crazy, bro, because some shit that he ended up having the beat for... Feel me, the beat was his, like, for the actual song. Mm. But A Boogie, like, freestyled that shit at Kane. Like, yo, this is some unreleased shit.
Damn.
But you feel me? He did it without the beat. That shit was hard.
Imagine that's 5-minute combo. 4-minute combo.
Nah, it was my day once. Thought you was my day once.
What song is that?
It was on SoundCloud. It's called Day One.
I about to say. Nah, but... So, wait. PNB, he performed at Kane. You saw it?
PNB? Nah, it was on...
Oh, I mean, A Boogie?
Yeah.
Damn,
A Boogie
came the king.
I saw A Boogie, Lil
Y'all
Baby,
be having
lit
ass artists at your colleges. Cause you had A Boogie. Who did you have?
I had Meg Thee Stallion and the Baby.
Imagine.
That's crazy. I wish I was there.
But for Meg Thee Stallion concert. Oh.
Oh my god! Remember that concert that happened here? It was Pop Smoke and
Was it Lil Baby? I think.
Was it? No, it was somebody that nobody really wanted to hear.
Maybe Jay Critch.
Was it Jay Critch?
It's crazy, bro, because back, like, a couple weeks after that Juice WRLD concert, I was supposed to go to another one, but the nigga that told me he had the tickets, he ended up selling that shit, and it was Juice WRLD and NBA YoungBoy.
Damn.
That shit was low-key lit, bro, because I saw the flyer again the other day, like, looking through my pictures. It was Juice WRLD, NBA YoungBoy, Cody Shane, YBN Cordae.
Damn. YBN Cordae, that was young YBN Cordae, too.
Nah, no cap. He probably still had, like, the afro back then.
Yeah,
type shit.
He was still YBN type shit.
You want to start Jeopardy?
Yeah, let's start Jeopardy.
All right.
Intro. Well, insert Jeopardy music.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna
get copyrighted.
Okay. All right. We got three categories, and it's worth 111, 333, 444. Mm-hmm. The goal is to get what is it 999?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, the categories are Finish That Lyric, Who Said That, and Fun Facts and Music.
Damn.
Alright. Alright, Mr. Dreams, you can go first.
Let me get the lyric one for the most.
The most? 444?
Yeah, Finish That Lyric.
Okay. I want that Ferrari, then I swerve, I want that blank.
Damn.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
I want that Ferrari, then I swerve, I want that blank.
I don't even know. That's terrible.
You want a chance to steal?
I have no idea what it could be.
I told you, the 444 ones are hard. Like, the 444 ones are hard as fuck. I promise.
All right. Wait. Can I have a hint? Who's it by?
Okay, I can tell you who it's by.
Okay.
Drake.
All right, now say it again.
I want that Ferrari, then I swerve. I want that blank. You want the answer?
Yeah.
I want that Ferrari, then I swerve. I want that Bugatti just to hurt.
That is the easiest bar ever.
Damn.
I want that Bugatti.
Yeah.
Like, I feel
damn,
ashamed.
Bro, I couldn't get it. You feel me? I was trying to find the beat.
Yeah. All right.
Try which one you want.
I want, what's the first one?
Finish That Lyric.
What's the second one?
Who Said That? And the last one is Fun Facts and Music.
I want Fun Facts and Music for 333.
How old is Drake?
He gotta be 34.
Correct.
Let's go. 3 points from the leaderboard.
Yeah, 3 Keep track.
All right, yeah.
You gotta keep track. All right. Okay.
I go again?
Yeah.
Finish that lyric for 111.
Okay. All right. Without drugs, I'm losing my logic. These pills are in my Pro Tool. Still got blank.
Logic.
Yeah. Damn. It's crazy. That shit came.
All right. Next question.
Damn, I heard somebody playing that shit, bro, like perfectly on the guitar in the fucking train station one day in New York, bro. And I felt so bad because I would have gave him bread, but like, he's on the other platform and the train was coming. And I was like, damn, bro.
It's over. Imagine like, somebody playing Maze on a guitar.
Perfectly, damn. Though. Because I heard that shit and I was like, wait, what the fuck? I was like, nah, I know that's not what I think it is.
Exactly, you feel me? Like, not me.
I started singing, and I was like, oh, shit, bro, that is that. That nigga is fire.
The song is Maze by Juice WRLD.
What? That, yo, imagine. Because they be playing, like, some classical shit. Imagine
I know, right?
Maze.
I wonder who that person is.
Wait, shout out to them. They're going crazy.
All right,
so the first one for 333.
Okay. You think that she was undercover, long hair, slim, thick.
Just like her mother.
Yeah.
Oh, I said that.
Yeah, Trey. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna have to let Illy James go. You're kind of.
I kind of won, but.
Yeah. You know, we're still finished. Okay. Illy James, which one do you want?
Who said that?
Which one?
Which ones is left?
All of them.
Oh, all right. Let me get the first one.
Okay. For real, for real, for real this time.
Tyler the Creator.
Yes, sir.
I had to. I almost pulled it.
I was about to say, I hope we get this one.
Right, I was like, damn. Because I was reading
crazy it. Crazy, because I was about to say Playboi Carti.
I mean, he's on the song.
I mean, he is on the song. Okay. Go again.
Let me get that same one for 333.
Alright, I'm out the pills. You want that lean?
Damn, that's it?
Yeah.
I'm off the pills.
I'm off the perk. That's probably it.
I guess Juice WRLD. Nah.
What's that?
You want me to take a guess?
I'm off a perk?
I'm off the pills. You on that lean?
I'm on the pills. You on that lean?
You guys gotta know this one. Like, I can't.
Playboi Carti?
Yeah.
Oh, what song is that?
Fell in Love.
I don't even know what bar that is.
Yeah.
I couldn't even think of that.
Yeah.
My song going lean crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, Trey, which one you want?
Give me that. The last one.
Okay. You don't want to do the smoke, but he can't buy weed.
Huh?
You don't want to do the smoke, but he can't buy weed.
Zen, man.
No.
Damn.
You're going to be mad.
I am out.
Y'all going to be mad.
I don't know.
Really?
Wait.
You want me to say it again?
Yeah, but can you sing it? Like how it's supposed to be sung?
No, again.
That's what's fucking me up, you feel me? I be trying to like, yeah. You feel me?
Okay, I'm gonna play a snippet.
Okay. if you play any, well, no, let me not say that.
No, because I feel like you're gonna get,
it's an easy song. Just play it.
Okay. I'm only gonna play, hold on. I'm only gonna play like the first second, like literally the second. You ready?
Wow.
Like, what?
I
never thought.
I could really take that's it. That's the only part we show you, because I swear.
I was just going to tell you, I don't know. Honestly.
Okay. You want me to play the song? You want me to play the song?
Yeah, I know what song that is. That's Jamie Foxx. Or is that the original song?
No.
Damn, it's one of them shits. I don't even know.
It's featuring Jamie Foxx.
Oh, damn. I don't even know whose song that
is. Wait, what's the lyric?
Oh, it's Kanye West, bro. Yeah. damn, that's crazy.
Gold digger.
You feel me? You be thinking, I don't know, it's crazy how some people's features is more prominent than, like.
Yeah. It's like the Nicki Minaj effect or the Drake effect.
Yeah, you see. Which other ones do we have?
Okay. Yeah, what's left? Damn, good shit. I wouldn't. No.
Okay, we have two more.
Damn, my dad thought that was Jamie Foxx. Oh, that's crazy.
Just got a tape.
Right. Damn, that's crazy. Wow, this was pretty hard. I did a good job. Okay, we still have Fun Facts and Music 111 and Fun Facts and Music 444.
Oh, you got that
one. Let me get that for 111.
Who made the song Remember the Time?
What happened?
Who made the song Remember the Time?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay. Correct. All right, last question. Who's the number one artist on Spotify of August 2021?
August. Moneybagg, yo. Damn.
Who is it?
You don't know it?
Nah. Do I get to guess again?
Yeah, you can guess as much as you want. Dude, it's last question.
Damn, but his shit didn't drop till fucking September, I think.
I can give hints. It's not a rapper.
Who's second? Or you don't have the information?
I don't have it. I'm looking at who's first right now.
Is it Ed Sheeran?
No. But right ballpark.
Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Are you there, right?
Damn.
Justin Bieber.
What did he drop?
I have no idea, but he, when I looked it up, he was number one Spotify as well. Yeah, crazy, right?
I kind of want to give a shout out to Justin, but I kind of don't.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I feel like that's partially because of the Kid LAROI, though, because he's on that one song, and that's on both of their both of their shits, and you feel me? That song is, like, viral.
Yeah.
Probably.
Is that like his Jesus album?
Shit, I don't know. He made a comeback.
Is that the Justice album with the cross on it for the T?
I don't know. But good for them, I guess. But that was End of Jeopardy.
I'm crying. Wow, those were really good questions. We really had the brains working.
Yeah, no, I those 4 for 4 questions were really hard.
Nah, no cap, that first one. Early.
Yeah, no. I'm dead. But, we're going to start wrapping up, but we also just got, you know, some bonus questions.
Halloween's coming up. What's your favorite scary movie?
My favorite, I don't really know what my favorite is, but I guess Candyman or Jeepers Creepers, because you feel me? The second one, though, because that was the first two movies I saw that really had me like, oh, shit.
I never saw Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, but I said
one, because I'm a punk pussy bitch. I wouldn't.
Really?
I'm too scared.
I was about to say, we might have to watch it. I've never seen it.
Nah, Jeepers Creepers 2, that shit is...
It's different?
That shit had me fucked up. Maybe because I was a kid, I don't know, but...
Would you watch it again, like, now?
I'm not gonna lie, I bought the DVDs the other day.
Alright, so I'm gonna have to watch it then if it's that good. And, Candyman is good. I didn't know there was more than one. Yeah, I only seen the first one.
Three, four?
Yeah, I gotta watch them. Cause
the other ones are kind of trash.
Oh, yeah. Right. Did you see the newest one?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I liked it. It was alright.
Yeah, I thought
it was good. It was good, low key. It was good enough that I was like...
Yeah, I'm glad I spent the money. Yeah. I was fine with it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it was okay.
Y'all saw the new Michael Myers?
Yes, I did.
Damn. That shit kind of got me tight.
Yeah, I wanted to see more of Jamie Lee Curtis. I wanted to see more of her. Because I feel like they wasted the opportunity. They should have killed him while he was on the ground.
Right.
Spoiler alert. They should have killed him
while he was on the ground. It's no way that many people was beating on him.
And he nothing. Then, all he did was knock out. Like, there's no way.
And I'm not going to lie. I looked it up. Him. Who has the most kills. Like, in movies type shit. And Michael Myers was second. And he had like 130.
Who's first?
Jason, and he got like 150.
I was gonna say Jason,
but Michael Myers killed like 30 people in this last movie.
That's
so
what I'm saying. He his kill
definitely
count
first
is
place,
up.
Bro. Because that's crazy. He killed all the fire,
like,
bro. Like
I just don't believe that holes didn't push him back in nothing. Watch like this I movie. No, because it's really. Oh my god, we could watch it's it right crazy, now. It's bro. Really
not the hose.
It's, no, because they sprayed him with the hose and like he barely moves. Like he probably just starts walking towards them. Yeah.
And then it started blowing my shit because it was like, bro, It's too many of y'all. Why are y'all trying to take him one by one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what like, I'm saying.
And y'all all got weapons, and y'all are trying to take him one by one. Like,
that's what I'm saying. But the thing is about Michael Myers movies, they all know about Michael Myers. It's not like it's like a myth. Like nobody's ever seen him ever. He has been around. They have known plenty. Like they have seen him before.
Exactly.
He was literally locked up for 40 years. They knew about him.
Yeah, no.
It was a crazy movie, but they're making the last final one, and it's gonna be called End of Halloween or Halloween Ends or some shit like that. But somebody has to die.
Either shit. Hopefully they finally kill him
or him. Somebody has to die because the story has
that shit is crazy, bro. He should have died in the last movie. Like
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And I thought he did. But people said after you stay after the credits, you still hear him breathing. So that means he was still alive. So there was going to be a sequel. And there's going to be one more.
That shit was so upsetting, bro. Because I saw it on Peacock in the house.
Yeah, me too.
And they was all beating on him. And I'm like, wow. Like,
this is it. Finally killed him. Yeah, I was really like, this is it. Like, I was so scared. I was like, this is it.
And then he just got back up. Like,
he said, nah.
Oh my God. And then, for real, spoiler, he killed the daughter.
Right.
And But that seemed kind of fake to me. I don't know why.
It seemed kind of rushed. He killed the black lady because it's like, bro.
Yes, like, oh my God, I really thought he was going to let her survive. Him.
What the fuck?
I thought he was going to let her survive. Like, and the kill was brutal because she didn't die. Like, it was brutal. It was, it was a crazy ass movie.
It sounded crazy.
Yeah, I definitely can't wait for that.
And then, you feel me, they ended up killing the wrong nigga. Like,
yeah, and
bro.
He jumped to his death. What?
Imagine.
What? Oh my
God. Like, bro, y'all had all this energy for you, feel me? A nigga that they thought was Michael Myers, and when the real Michael Myers comes, it's like,
literally
oh, shit.
Like, what?
Yeah.
They probably had nothing to do. They was like, throwing something.
The kills in this movie, I promise, are gruesomer way, like...
They're different?
Like, they're really bad, like...
I hope the new Scream is lit.
Oh, did you see the trailer? I'm so excited. Scream is actually my
favorite.
I think
I did see it, but I don't think I've seen it. I feel like I just saw screenshots of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Scream is one of my favorite horror movies.
You feel
good? Yeah. I like slasher movies. Because I don't do creepy crawlies and ghoulies. Because that's scary, but... If I see a killer coming towards me, I know I can move out the way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I really do like Scream.
Bro.
Cap, niggas wasn't killing me.
That's...
Are you think so?
It's because it'd be in the dumbest situation. Like, if I saw Michael Myers... Because all he do is walk. If I saw Michael Myers, I'm getting on a plane and moving to a different state.
Whole new life.
It's like, she's so dumb. All she got to do is move to state. Because he can't get on a plane. Mm. Like, how is he going to get on a plane?
Right. I'm not going to lie, pilot. Though. Based off the last movie, she could have killed him. However, the fucking fire trucks came.
Yeah. I still don't think he would have died.
Never came. Nah, he might have burned up, but you feel me? Then he was able to get out because the floor wouldn't have broke if the, feel me?
It's too much. It's too much.
There was too many opportunities to kill Michael Myers. And you know how many Michael Myers movies there are?
Right.
And Jason.
And it's crazy because low-key there should have only been the first movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The officer said, like, oh, mm-hmm. I could film you. He was about to kill him, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yes. Oh, God. But that's kind of... I love when movies, like, bring in something from the past to make this movie make sense. I don't know why. Is this...
Like, remember that sweater?
Yeah, and they're like, wait, there was something I left out. Like, that... I love that in movies. And I'm like, wait, there's more.
Do you think... What's... horror movie do you think you could survive? Hands down. You got it.
Chucky.
I fuck with it.
Did you see the new show?
Nah, not yet.
It's actually pretty good.
I think
good.
I'm gonna wait till it's like all over.
Yeah. It's okay good.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. But I don't like how young they are. They're like 13. And the new episode, they're like fucking making out. She's trying to have sex with him. I'm like, can they do this? Is this legal for real?
I'm crying.
No, I'm definitely surviving Chucky. I think I'll survive Freddy, too, because...
You just won't sleep?
Nah, I feel like they say you don't dream when you smoke weed a lot, so...
Yeah, you really don't.
True, because I haven't been dreaming. I haven't dreamed in a long time.
It'd be that one time
I feel like
I'd
be dreaming, but I don't know, bro, so...
Sometimes
you're not even going to get the chance, you feel me?
I'm about to say... Yeah, I probably...
He won't even pop up type
yeah,
shit.
I'm about to say, I'm not thinking about you. I'm not thinking about nothing.
Yeah.
What which movie do you think you'll swear?
Honestly, probably Insidious, because like all of them were just standing around. I'd just be like chilling, right? I'm with the camera. I'm that guy. I'm like, oh shit, y'all better move.
Oh shit, literally.
Oh. I'm out the crib, because that shit only happened in white people house anyway. So I'm like, oh, I'm dipping. Ghost not gonna follow me. I don't got nothing to do with shit that got going on.
You just gonna mind your business?
Hell yeah.
Period.
I'm gonna record, get my bread, leave.
I think I can probably survive Scream.
You think so?
Yeah, because I'd probably be the killer.
Nah, Scream is a regular person. I could definitely.
Yeah, like, yeah. Watch that nigga. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how nobody could, because I feel like Scream, like, he'd just be running to me with a knife. I swear to God, I would trip the shot in. Like, don't keep running at me.
That's why I fuck with, I think it's Scary Movie 1. Because they make the killer mad goofy. And oh, it really is mad easy to stop him. It's not like he's supernatural.
He called him on the phone. Like, type shit.
Oh my God, Scary Movie.
With, bro. Like, I can do something to
scary
him.
You don't know how long I really thought Scary Movie was a Scream. Like that was Scream. Like, for so long, I was like, oh, that's just Scream. Like, that's it.
My favorite Scary Movie is Scary Movie 2 or 3. I forgot which one it was. Oh, the fake 8 Mile one, bro. That one is so.
Oh, Scary Movie 3.
That one is so funny. Yeah, that shit is funny. I would watch that shit all the time. Like,
oh, in the tent scene.
Yeah, like, with Kevin Hart.
He passed my nuts. He passed me the nuts. He's like, what? He's like, my nuts.
With the baby oil. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, I like the second one, I think.
And then Kevin Hart was just trying to, you feel me? Yeah. Squirming away like, nah, bro,
exactly. Hey, Kevin Hart with fucking dredge, bro. Like, what
oh my
thinking?
God, yo, they're fucking sick.
No, that whole franchise, like after the fourth one, it stopped getting funny because they started dragging it. But
right, I feel like the second one,
different people might have started making it, and that's why it got.
Yeah, that's what happened. Like, a lot of people start making shit, and then it's like they can't really be original no more because like it's already been done one and two, like.
I think that's why Jeepers Creepers 3 is ass.
You know why Jeepers Creepers 3 is also ass?
Because, you feel me? That nigga did some bullshit, bro, so somebody else made that shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, it was really no need for a third one type shit.
Yeah,
like,
that
could just left alone, you feel me?
I was reading something about him. He's like, he was little.
He did some bullshit with some kids.
Yeah.
What? Not Jared from Subway.
Yeah, he was... that's why a lot of people will never, like... Like, you know how, like, all, like, people do, like, movie reviews and all this shit? Mm-hmm. Like, they would never do Jeepers Creepers.
Really?
Because, yeah, like, he's like a...
Oh.
No cap, but that shit scared the shit out of me, so you feel me?
I remember one instance when I saw Jeepers Creeper. All I saw was his physical form, and that was enough. Like, that was it. Turn it off.
You saw his shadow.
And it's crazy,
bro. I watched the first one, because, you feel me, I bought them shits. So it was like, damn, bro. Knowing that shit, you watch the first movie, it's like, bro, this nigga is really a freak, bro.
That's
like,
why, like, ew. Like, I was just like, no.
Because first of all, like, I don't even think he'd be killing girls for real, bro. Like, it's never an instance that I've seen in a movie where he's hunting a girl.
That's why, hunting the niggas. Yeah, that's what they were saying. Like, all his movies are like.
What?
He's like, trying to say a little something.
That shit is crazy, bro.
Yeah.
iCarly, too.
Yeah, so it's all the feet stuff.
I'm like, damn, bro, this nigga is freaky. Like,
I was just, I
that's
swear.
So crazy.
Talking about crazy. That, I was just watching a video at work today, and it was, like, a deep dive into, like, Disney Channel, and it was, like, saying, like, how Disney hired, like, a pedophile on a lot of their shows, and, like, he was convicted and everything, but he was still making, like, movies with them and everything.
Nigga, that's literally Dan Schneider.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, that shit is crazy. Like, you really can't trust anyone. Like,
literally have them showing their feet, wiggling their toes all in the camera. To imagine what he was making them do behind the scenes. Like,
yo,
imagine what wasn't uploaded. Because you know how much footage
is from that's what I'm saying. No, they showed, like, this one, like, clip of, like, this director with, like, a young Leonardo DiCaprio. And he's like, oh, look at how young and hunky he is. And it's, like, rubbing his chest.
He was pouring fucking ketchup on fucking Carly's feet, and I was
like,
damn, bro, like, you really sat there.
Like,
yeah,
selling the
that.
Unedited shit on the dark web type shit. Like,
niggas is crazy.
Nah, for real. What's your favorite animated movie? This is we're in a film category, so we gotta talk about films by some point.
For some weird reason.
Yeah, we're in film TV interviews.
That is.
Or do you even like you fuck with anime shit?
I do a lot. I fuck with it.
You like Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
How you feel about season 5?
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I feel like I didn't really watch it for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought
I kind of forgot about it.
I didn't rewatch any season 5
episodes. Me either. I'm not gonna lie, I think though, maybe I rewatched the first
one. The last couple were kind of weird. That shit had me fucked up. Mm-hmm. I was just like, what the fuck is this? No, the reason I stopped watching it is because 1 week, I guess they like didn't really drop an episode. They dropped like the fake anime shit. And I don't really fuck with the anime, so that shit had me like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And then I forgot about it. But I saw the last couple episodes, and that shit was kind of crazy.
Yeah, no, this was an adventurous season. Like, I feel like they were just trying to do some new shit.
Hold on, wait. I'm going to pause this, and then I'm going to make a new one. And then it's going to be a little off-the-rails version. So, bonus track. Yeah, I could just add it as a bonus. So we're going to end this one here because it's about an hour. So
yeah.
Peace thanks out for listening. For now.
We didn't even say Happy Tuesday to you guys.
Yeah, wait, Happy Tuesday. We were mad excited.
So right, yeah, we were so excited just getting to a Happy Tuesday.
But thank you, Lee Dreams.
Yeah, thank you for coming. For
being in part one. We kind of ran with you a little bit. So y'all going to hear the rest in the bonus. If you listen to that.
We might have to cut that part short. Yeah. But, you know.
But thank you for listening. And this has been Black Boys in Motion. We drop Tuesday or Wednesday.
It gets hard, all right?
Tuesday or Wednesday. Hard. We're busy people, okay? So Tuesday or Wednesday. Definitely there'll be an episode either Tuesday or Wednesday for sure. Definitely around 6. Or early in the morning.
Elite Dreams, where can we find you?
Yeah.
What's your
socials? Social
Elite Google. Dreams _ everywhere.
Okay.
Period.
Well, really on Snapchat. No, not Snapchat. On Instagram and Twitter. Because that's all I really use for real. I don't be on nothing else.
Yeah, I heard it here.
But if y'all go on my Instagram, I got the link in my bio. And it's mad shit in that link. Like, I got my YouTube there, my Snapchat, my Twitch. Tap into my Twitch too, bro.
No. As a viewer, go tap into his Twitch. Like,
I played Among Us with him before.
Yeah. That's crazy. All right. So, see you guys next Tuesday and peace.
Bye.
Or see you in a bonus episode. Or, you know.
You know.